And we'll start with the working capital, Hanna, please.
Guidance on the working capital is one of the first guidances we produced. And we can ask ourselves why we produce a guidance on two words which are in the regulation, because working capital appears only once in the regulation, and these are only these two words, working capital. So why we produce a whole note on such a minor issue? And I think the reasons are two. The first reason is that this question was asked by the member states, because member states remembered the discussion we had in the council when we negotiated the regulation. And at that time, it was in 2011, 2012, the Commission wanted to put the eligibility of expenditure not in the regulation, in the main regulation, but the idea of the Commission was to present the eligibility of enterprises, including working capital, in the secondary legislation, meaning in the delegated act. And at that time, we had a clear request from the member states that no, the eligibility has to be put in the main regulation, and member states wanted to see in the main regulation not only the eligibility rules, but especially the mentioning of working capital. So now the member states are coming back and say exactly what we mean by these provisions and how they should be read. The other reason why we have this note was also the approach to working capital, which I have to say was changing in the last years. In the previous programming period, in 2007, 2013, when we started the programs, the eligibility of working capital was very much limited. Actually, it was possible to finance working capital and generally support enterprises only in the early stages and in the expansions. Only these two types of enterprises support was possible, and including working capital. Then in 2011, we were asked to modify the regulation. And the reason was that we had a financial crisis. There was a huge problem of liquidity in some member states. So there was a request to introduce somehow nearly unconditional eligibility of working capital. It means that some of the member states, they needed the working capital as a tool to provide liquidity to the enterprises which suffered very much at that time. And now we are in the new programming period, and again we have a different wording in the regulation, and member states wanted to know what exactly we mean by this wording and what exactly we mean by these new provisions. So indeed, when you read the regulation, working capital is eligible. It is explicitly mentioned in Article 37(4) of the regulation. But there are a lot of conditions in the same sentence, in the same paragraph, and in the entire legislative framework of the Commission. The very first condition is the state aid. So already in the very same sentence we say working capital is eligible provided that it complies with the state aid rules. The other condition is that support to working capital should stimulate co-investment by private investors. So the idea of the legislator was that indeed, we can support enterprises through financial instruments, including working capital, but we should take care that not only public funds are invested, but also there is a private co-investor coming along. There are also other conditions in other parts of the general regulation. There are conditions in the fund-specific regulations. There are conditions also in the national programs. We saw today in the morning, it was the first presentation from Wales, where there was clearly said that the eligible enterprises in Wales will be startup and expansion. So already in the program, there is a limitation very much on what could be eligible. And what is important to underline is also that working capital cannot be seen as an automatic and generic eligible expenditure. So we may not have a fund which assumes that it will only finance working capital. We had some ideas from member states that even working capital financial instrument was was envisaged to be set up. Your working capital has to be seen as a possible eligible expenditure, but on a case-by-case basis. This means that the fund manager, who in the end will assess the business plan, will assess the application, this fund manager has to verify and to assess, first of all, whether the enterprise is eligible. And here the regulation does not say really which type of enterprise can be eligible, which is not. In terms of size, also the regulation is quite general. We say only that enterprises can be supported. But of course, stated legislation and also fund-specific rules already very much limit the support to small and medium-sized enterprises, where actually there is no or very little scope to support large enterprises. The other eligibility criterion is the eligible target. And here in the regulation, again, we explicitly mention, and the list is really exhaustive, what are seven possible eligible targets. And the regulation mentions this target, so you can see it is expansion, it is establishment, it is early stage, it is development of new products, penetration of new markets, and these are the seven targets which are eligible. So if the enterprise comes with an idea to finance something else, it is not even eligible. Fund manager has to assess, of course, whether the investment is financially viable. If we do not have investment which is financially viable, it means that the support has no chance to be repaid, and we should not use, in this case, a financial instrument at all. And, of course, the fund manager will have to assess whether the business plan and the proportion and amount of working capital proposed makes sense in the business and economic terms. So to sum up, the working capital is eligible, because this is really a frequent question which we receive, not only from member states, even we receive it from our own desk officers from DG Regio. It is eligible, but it is not for sure automatic eligibility. It has to be done on a case-by-case basis, the assessment. And there are a lot of conditions which are somehow hidden in different documents or agreements. You may have a funding agreement which also limits the eligibility of working capital. So this issue has to be seen and verified by the managing authority and by the fund manager quite in detail. This is all for working capital. I don't know whether we break or we continue. Okay. So if you have questions for working capital, please remember them or write them down. I will wait 10 minutes, and we can then continue on phased payments.